الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to our silsila, A Heart at Peace. In this silsila, we talk about the blessings of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, the concept of dhikrullah, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in our beautiful religion of Islam. And in previous episodes, we've discussed how it is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal which is truly the only means for a person attaining tranquility and peace of the heart. Furthermore, we've also looked into the Holy Quran, the ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the virtues of dhikr and the virtues and blessings and the status of those who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the zakirin. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be continuing with this beautiful topic and learning more about the blessings and benefits of performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before moving on to our topic for today, let's learn a blessing and a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon the best of all creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's reported, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said beautifully, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra," whosoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings, salawat upon me 1,000 times in a day. Subhanallah, look at the reward for that individual. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Lam yamut حَتَّى يَرَى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ." Such an individual will not die, will not leave this world until he has seen his place in paradise with his own eyes. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you too want to attain this great virtue of seeing your place in paradise while still in the world, while still living in this worldly life, then what we have to do is recite Durood Sharif, recite peace and blessings upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times in a day. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to recite Durood e Pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Moving back to our topic, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the peace and tranquility of our hearts. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we look further at some of the virtues mentioned in the ahadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As Muslims, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us to understand what our purpose in life is. Allah Azza wa Jal created us for worship of Him, so that we would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we would spend our time in ibadah, so that we would engage ourselves in the dhikr and remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we would leave this world with our iman intact, with our faith safe and sound, and so that we would be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal and enter the gardens of paradise in the hereafter and be protected from the fire of hell. Unfortunately, it seems that in this day and age, many Muslims have become distracted from this purpose, from this amazing and momentous purpose that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us as believers. And unfortunately, now in the society that we live in, the materialistic society, the society in which it seems that our only worry and our only concern is increasing our bank balances, increasing the number of cars that we have, increasing our wealth and our status, it seems that we've forgotten about how we can attain paradise, how we can attain Jannah, and how we can save ourselves from the punishment of the hellfire. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us many ways in which we can protect ourselves from the hellfire, and many ways in which we can attain the gardens of paradise. And one of those ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in a hadith reported in the Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. It says that an individual asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul a'amali afdal?" Which of the actions is the most virtuous? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, subhanallah, what a reply. قال أن تفارق الدنيا ولسانك رطب من ذكر الله. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of all actions is that you leave this world, you die, Your soul is taken out of your body in such a state, in such a condition, that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And this is what the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is classifying as the best of all actions. That a person leaves this world at the moment that a person's soul is being taken out of his body, at that moment his tongue is moist with the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the commentary of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah makes a beautiful point, a faith refreshing point. He says that if somebody takes a pile of firewood and pours water over that firewood, now that firewood is wet and moist, now if somebody takes a match and tries to light that pile of firewood, that pile of firewood will not light. Why? Because water has been poured over it, because it's wet, because the wood is moist. And when firewood is wet or moist, then it doesn't light. And Mufti Sahib rahimahullah, he uses this example to explain a beautiful point. He says, just like the fire of this world doesn't burn firewood if that firewood is wet, similarly, the fire of the hereafter, the fire of Jahannam, the hellfire, does not burn the tongue which is moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we too should always keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal throughout our lives, so that we adopt this habit and routine of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, of reciting the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that when the time comes for our soul to be taken out of our body, our tongue can too be moist in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we too can be protected from the fire of hell. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah." The one whose final words are la ilaha illallah, that individual will enter paradise. Subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the virtues of dhikr, the virtues of reciting the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining engrossed in a state of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the virtues of this are countless. In one narration reported by Imam Ibn Majah and Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah, they narrate that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked a question on the occasion when a verse of the Quran was revealed in which Allah Azza wa Jal condemned those individuals who hoard up gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who hoard up the wealth of this world and refrain from spending it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in that verse of the Quran that those who do this, a painful punishment is in store for them. They should be prepared. They should expect a painful punishment in the hereafter for them. When this verse was revealed, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, subhanallah, the iman so strong, love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowing through the every vein. When this verse was revealed about those who hoard gold and silver and don't spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, they had a hatred for wealth started to form in their hearts. And they asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we were to know which wealth is the best, which wealth is the best, فَنَتَّخِذُهُ, then we would adopt that wealth. Rather than hoarding gold and silver, which wealth should we adopt? Which wealth should we adhere to? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a wise reply, a reply full of wisdom. Subhanallah, he said, قَالَ أَفْضَلُهُ لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of wealth are three things. Those three things are not actually wealth. And the commentators mention that here the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using a aspect of eloquence which is known in Arabic as uslubul hakim, the style of the wise, in which when somebody is asked a question, a wise person is asked a question, and that question does not really hold great importance. Rather, there is another question which the questioner should be asking, which holds more benefit for them. Then rather than answering the question that has been asked, that wise individual who is being asked gives a different answer, gives an answer to a different question, as if he is saying, as if he is guiding the questioner and saying that this is the question that you should have asked, or this question would have been more beneficial for you to ask. So the Sahaba ikram, they asked the question, which wealth is the best? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, diverting their attention from wealth, mentioned three things. which are not really wealth, which are not really money or wealth, but three things which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Muslims should try to adopt. As if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you should have asked about these things rather than asking about wealth. And this is considered the peak of eloquence in the Arabic language. So he said, أَفْضَلُهُ لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ. The most virtuous and the best for you is, number one, a tongue which remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. A tongue that is dhakir. A tongue that remains engaged in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ. And a heart which is thankful and grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ. And number three, a pious and believing wife. تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. Who aids and assists her husband upon his iman. Subhanallah. Here, the answer of the beloved Prophet ﷺ, consisting of these three things, gave guidance to the Sahaba kiram and all believers until the Day of Judgment about three brilliant things, three beneficial things that every believer should try to adopt. One of them being a pious wife, a wife who is a true believer. Nowadays, when people look to get married, look for potential spouses, unfortunately many people only focus on wealth. Many people only focus on wealth. Some people, instead of focusing on deen, instead of focusing on piety, they focus only on beauty, or they focus only on the status or the renown of the family that they're getting married into. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, although these things should also be regarded when getting married, precedence should be given, preference should be given to deen and piety when choosing a spouse. Just as the beloved Prophet ﷺ has said in this hadith, the wife who is a believer and assists her husband with his deen, protects him from sins, encourages him to perform good deeds, such a wife is of the most virtuous of attributes that can be adopted in this worldly life. The other things that the beloved Prophet ﷺ mentioned was a heart that is thankful to Allah. No matter how much we get, whether we are rich or whether we are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so much. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with so many bounties. And whenever we think about our status, we should look at those who are lower than us. We should look at those who are less fortunate than us. For example, if somebody is driving in an old car, rather than looking at somebody who's driving a new car and being jealous, that person should look at those who are riding in the bus and give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a car at least. Those who are riding in the bus, rather than looking at those above them, rather than looking at those who are driving cars on the road, who have their own conveyance, and then becoming jealous of those individuals, they should look at those less fortunate. They should look at those who don't even have enough money to pay the bus fare. They should look at those who are walking on the footpath. And they should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, thank you. They should pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. You should be grateful that Allah Azza wa Jal has at least given them enough that they are not walking on the footpath. Even the one who is walking, he shouldn't look at those on the bus or those driving their own cars and become jealous of them. He should be thankful. He should adopt shukr. He should adopt shukr in such a way that he looks at those less fortunate. Alhamdulillah. He should say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. At least Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with two legs that are functioning. There are people out there who are disabled, who are not even able to walk. There may be people who are born without a leg or without a foot. So this individual should be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. As Muslims, as believers, in every state, we should adopt thankfulness and shukr for Allah Azza wa Jal. And the other attribute which the beloved Prophet ﷺ mentioned as being the greatest, the most virtuous of things, the beloved Nabi ﷺ mentioned, لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ. The tongue that remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a tongue that remembers Allah Azza wa Jal is a tongue praised by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only benefits us in the hereafter, but also benefits us in this world. When we perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, mercy descends upon us. In fact, our pious predecessors went to the extent that they would say that mercy descends upon the mention of the pious. عِنْدَ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ تَنَزَّلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. When the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So if this is the state of mentioning the pious servants of Allah, then what would be the status? What would be the rank? What would be the blessings of mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal Himself? Subhanallah. When we remember Allah Azza wa Jal, blessings descend upon us. Matters in our day-to-day routine, in our worldly affairs, also become easy for us. A beautiful story is reported from our pious predecessors in the book Uyun al-Hikayat. It's mentioned that Shaykh Ali bin Muhammad Halwani rahimahullah, he narrates that once Shaykh Ibrahim Khawas rahimahullah, he was sitting with his companions in the Jami' Masjid in Rai. You can imagine the scene, this pious individual spreading pearls of wisdom of the Holy Quran and the Ahadith to his companions, teaching the deen of Allah, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching the sunnahs of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These individuals remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and feeling in a state of peace and tranquility. Just imagine that scene. The narration states that suddenly, at this point, the sound of music came from a neighboring house. And the people in the masjid, who were part of this religious gathering, they became worried, they became disturbed because of the sound of music coming from a neighboring house. So somebody said, Ya Sayyidi, somebody said to the Shaykh, Shaykh Ibrahim Khawas rahimahullah, Ya Sayyidi, what should we do? Shaykh Ibrahim rahimahullah, he reflected for a while, and then he was seen to leave the masjid. He left the masjid and went towards the house from which the sound of music was coming. And he was just about to turn into the street where that house was, when he saw a weak and ill dog. This weak and ill dog was sitting on the entrance to that street. When the Shaykh passed close by that dog, the dog began to bark at him. So the Shaykh went back, returned to the masjid, and reflected on something for a while. He was unable to actually approach that house because of the barking of the dog. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, he returned to the masjid. He sat for a while, reflected, contemplated. And then the people who were there, they saw that he got up again. A short while later, he got up again, and he went again towards that house. This time, when he passed by the same weak and ill dog, this time now, the dog didn't bark. This time the dog began to wag its tail in obedience to the Shaykh. So when he reached that house, a strong and handsome young man came out and said, Oh respected Shaykh, why are you worried? When one of your friends told me, one of your companions told me, that you people were troubled and disturbed because of me, I repented from all of my sins. From now on, I will only do as you wish. And I've promised Allah Azza wa Jal that I will never drink alcohol again. And then that young man broke the musical instruments that he was using and spilled the alcohol, broke the containers of alcohol and adopted pious company. And he intended to only perform pious actions after that point. Now that Shaykh rahimahullah, that pious man, he went back to the masjid. And the people asked him about what had happened. They had watched the whole scene. And they asked him, Ya Sayyidi rahimahullah, the first time when you approached the house of the man who was playing that music, the dog barked at you and you had to return. But the second time when you went, the reaction of the dog was completely different. It didn't bark at all. Rather, it wagged its tail and was obedient to you. Why was this? What's the secret behind this? The Shaykh rahimahullah, revealing the secret, said to them, The first time, I wasn't able to fulfill my promise with Allah Azza wa Jal. What promise? The promise of always remaining engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that I was heedless of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. I went and I left the masjid without doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, even that weak dog became courageous enough to bark at me. When I realized this mistake, and I realized that I have to always be engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I realized this mistake, I asked Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, and I went again. This time, I went after performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. After reflection, after contemplation, after realizing my mistake, after realizing that what had happened was because I had failed to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. I had failed to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This time, I did the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. I praised Allah Azza wa Jal. I remembered Allah Azza wa Jal. And then I went out. This time when I went out in the same direction, towards that same house, that same dog now, instead of barking, wagged its tail obediently behind me. And this time I was able to rectify that young man and be the means of him attaining piety. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful story, from this beautiful narration, we learn that whoever goes with an intention to stop something evil. Whoever goes with the intention to fulfill a pious purpose, whoever goes with the intention of fulfilling a lawful wish, a beneficial wish, but fails to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then everything becomes courageous against that individual. Everything becomes courageous to stop him from doing what he's gone out to do. Why? Because of failing to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when that individual realizes his mistake, performs dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, and then goes out to stop the evil, and then goes out to fulfill a lawful purpose, a lawful wish, then nothing can cause him any harm. Subhanallah. As we saw in this story, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many lessons that we too can learn in terms of the way we conduct our daily affairs from this story. For example, there are many people who complain about children being disobedient, that our children don't listen to us, our children talk back to us, our children don't follow our orders. This complaint is very common in the Muslim community today. There are many, many parents who make this complaint. A recommendation for those parents would be, on the basis of this story, reflect upon whether when you ask your children to do something, or you try to rectify your child has made a mistake, your child has committed a sin, your child has failed to pray salah, your child has got involved with bad company, your child has been watching something that they shouldn't be watching, your child has been caught doing something that you don't approve of, then when going to stop that evil, when going to give them the right upbringing, when going with that lawful desire to rectify them, are you heedless of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, or do you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you fail to remember Allah Azza wa Jal and you are going to stop an evil, if you fail to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stop a sin, to rectify your child, then it may well be that due to a lack of blessings, the child will not obey your commands. The child will not become the coolness to your eyes. But on the contrary, if we remember Allah Azza wa Jal, if we perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we praise Allah Azza wa Jal and remember Him whilst intending to stop any evil, whilst intending to go and rectify somebody, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, with the mercy, we hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that our efforts will be successful and the evil that we are trying to stop will be stopped. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah mentions in his Masnawi Sharif a beautiful couplet regarding the importance of dhikr, which summarizes the content of today's episode. He says, Gartu khahi zistan ba abru, Gartu khahi zistan ba abru, zikre ukun, zikre ukun, zikre u. He says, if you want to spend your life with honor, if you want to spend your life with respect, if you want to spend your life successfully, then perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the key to our success and the key to spending our life with honor and respect. And then he says, Har gada ra zikre u sultan kunad, zikre u bas zevre imam bawad. He says that even a beggar becomes an emperor, becomes a king by means of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is the decoration and the adornment of the iman, the faith of a believer. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to be from amongst the dhakireen. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.